This season has been a nightmare through 2 months, and it's very unlikely they're going to be able to dig their way completely out of this hole. But are they as bad as the record suggests? I don't think so, but I also don't think they're as good as perhaps some people thought they were going to be coming into this season. I want to thank everyone involved in Hockey Central at noon today, the color voice of the Calgary Flames, Peter Labardius, and of course, Renaud Lavoie, our NHL insider from TVA Sports. He'll join us again on Thursday. Josh Humphries has been our producer. The big show kicks off with some football talk. Pretty big day in football yesterday. You had a couple of pretty big things happen that we'll touch on. Not only the Grey Cup, but an undefeated team knocked off yesterday in dramatic fashion. We'll get to all of that in hour one of the big show around the corner, but this has been Hockey Central at noon, brought to you by Boston Pizza, right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Flames are back home after their trip to Arizona and California. It's the Dallas Stars at the Dome on Tuesday night. Rogers Calgary Flames hockey hits the air and goes online at 6 p.m. Flames warm-up live from the Basement Systems Hot Stove Lounge. Pat hosts with Peter and Derek. Play-by-play of the Flames and Stars goes at 7 p.m. Right after the game, it's post-game hockey talk and the Overtime Call-In Show. Flames and Stars right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Rogers Calgary Flames hockey is brought to you in part by Big Chief Meat Snacks and Calgary Co-op.
Here's a hockey stat for you. 180 minutes. Not penalty minutes, but laundry minutes. 180 minutes is how long it takes Shauna Bandura from Sherwood Park to wash 20 sweaty hockey jerseys after every game. With two boys on two different teams and 20 games per team per season, that's 7,200 laundry minutes, just washing jerseys. Shauna is the jersey mom for two minor hockey teams in Sherwood Park. Kids need jerseys to play, and thanks to Shauna, they have clean ones. Every game, no matter what. It's a big deal and a big commitment. And that's why Shauna is the first of five ATB Home Ice Heroes. Watch us surprise Shauna with her $5,000 prize and nominate your own unsung Home Ice Hero at atb.com/home ice. Who always plays for the home team? We do. ATB Financials, your home ice advantage.
Gaucho Brazilian Barbecue is like nothing you've experienced before. Bold, exotic flavors, succulent skewers of tender meats, cooked with the time-honored tradition and pride of the legendary Gaucho. Open for lunch and dinner, enjoy all you care to eat with marinades of meat sliced directly on your plate, plus salad bar.
Come and dine with us and taste the authentic experience of Gaucho Brazilian Barbecue on McLeod Trail across from Chinook Mall.
You know what my favorite thing about the holidays is?
Goodwill towards all people.
That and cute holiday selfies.
With Virgin Mobile, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A5 with an enhanced 5-megapixel front-facing camera. And members get awesome deals at Adidas, so you'll be totally styling too.
Now I just need the perfect angle. Nailed it.
Get a Samsung Galaxy A5 on a 2-year gold plan with unlimited options. Some extra charges apply. Check out a Virgin Mobile store or virginmobile.ca for details. What does your phone get you?
Greg Eagleson here, general manager of Cam Clark Ford and Airdy. Now listen to this. Are you paying over 4% on your Escape, your F-150, your Super Duty, or even an off-brand? Come on in to Cam Clark Ford and Airdy. I will get you as low as 0%, lower your rate, lower your payment, put you in a brand new vehicle. Cam Clark Ford and Airdy, minutes north of the city, but miles from all the pressure.
Cam Clark Ford, 10 minutes north of Calgary on Highway 2 in Airdrie. Call 1-888-948-6660 or visit camclarkford.com.
Win a new Honda Quad four-wheeler or $5,000 in cash at Century Downs Racetrack and Casino. There's three chances to win November 22nd, November 29th, and December 6th. Earn ballots daily by swiping your winner's own card, dining at the Mid-City Grill, or winning jackpots. Get extra ballots midweek during hot seat draws. Win a Honda Quad or $5,000 in cash. Powered by Pro-Am Motorsports, Century Downs Racetrack and Casino. Welcome to the winner's zone.
Wish upon a star. Their light, from a distant time and place, inspire our imagination. Rarely does a generation bear witness to an alignment of stars so big, so brilliant, that they open up a new universe of infinite possibilities. That generation is now. The NHL on Sportsnet, home of hockey's brightest stars.
The Children's Wish Foundation is an organization dedicated to working within our community to grant wishes to children diagnosed with high-risk, life-threatening illnesses. Regal Building Materials points out that Children's Wish is looking for volunteers to help out by offering their experience and laughter while creating treasured memories. To find out how you can make a difference in a child's life, call 403-265-9039. Happy holidays from everyone at Regal Building Materials, 7131 6th Street Southeast, Calgary.
Shank's Sports Grill has Calgary covered for Flames hockey. Sportsnet 960, the fan's home away from the Dome, is Shank's. Two great locations, Crowfoot in the Northwest and McLeod Trail South. Pat Steinberg hosts the Flames warm-up and the Hot Stove Lounge for every Flames road game live from Shank's Sports Grill. Every seat's a great seat. Lots of big screens, game day specials, north or south. It's the best hockey atmosphere in Calgary. Our home away from the Dome for Flames hockey is Shank's Sports Grill. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
You're listening to CFAC 960 AM, Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Live from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Owned and operated by Rogers Media. Also streaming at sportsnet.ca/960.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan is home for ATB Financial Calgary Hitmen Hockey, your team in the Western Hockey League. Brad Curl is the voice of the Hitmen on the air and online, home and away. Check our website for game times. ATB Financial Calgary Hitmen Hockey, who's your home ice advantage? Nominate your hockey community's unsung hero for ATB's Home Ice Hero Award at atb.com/home ice. Sportsnet 960 The Fan, home for the Calgary Hitmen.
Talking sports in the afternoon. This is The Big Show on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
You know, when you're a young guy in the league and your team has success early, you know, I've been in the league for a half a season before 2011, and, you know, then we go to the Grey Cup and we win it, and you just kind of assume that that's just how it is. It's not that hard to get there, you know, and then you know, it's been 4 years and finally get the opportunity to get back to it. So it's certainly special. It's something that I'll never take for granted. It's memories that I'm happy that I'll have for the rest of my life with these guys. You know, but it's tough. It's a long road to get to this point. So I'm just I'm proud our guys stuck it out to the
and
end.
They were the Sorry, I jumped all over Mike Riley there. They were the league's best team for most of this season. And now the Edmonton Eskimos are Grey Cup champions. And you just heard from Mike Riley right there. The Eskimos win the 103rd Grey Cup 26-20 yesterday over the Ottawa Red Blacks. And, you know, that gentleman gave us a pretty legendary performance, holding his ribs and down in the fourth quarter and puts together a game-winning drive that I think Eskimo fans and CFL fans will remember for quite a while. That's a game-winning drive that a number one quarterback puts together at the most important time. But as we wrap up the 2015 Canadian Football League season, and as the 2015 campaign comes to an end, the thing that I take away more than anything else from that win yesterday is how fitting it was to see the Eskimos win that game by virtue of their defense. And by virtue of suffocating the Ottawa Red Blacks into really not doing anything outside of their first two offensive possessions of this football game. The way the game started and the way that everything got going, it's a worse nightmare for a football team. You're down 14-0 or 13-0, should have been 14, but you're down 13-0 before your offense has even touched the ball. That Edmonton defense had to respond. That Edmonton defense had to, you know, they had to make sure that they, apologies for my losing a train of thought. I have to find a phone number at the same time. But the way that they responded and the way that they had to bounce back and suffocate a team for the next 53 minutes or whatever it was, 52 minutes, pretty impressive stuff. And I really appreciated that second half. Third quarter, they held them to like 34 yards, including two passing yards. Edmonton got to where they are by virtue of their defensive group. They got to where they are because they were the league's best defense all year long. So it was only fitting that they ended up winning a football game, the most important football game of the year, by virtue of their defense as well. Hey, welcome to the big show on this Monday afternoon. Pat Steinberg along with you. It's always fun when you're trying to find a phone number at the same time as trying to complete a thought. Somehow I was able to do it without sounding too ridiculous, only slightly ridiculous. My name is Pat Steinberg. Josh Humphries is back at Sportsnet 960 World Control. We're live from the Scotiabank Saddledome right now, where the Flames practiced earlier today. They will kick off a five-game homestand tomorrow when they play host to the Dallas Stars. That game gets going at 7 o'clock. We're on the air at 6 o'clock with your Flames warm-up. A little later on in the program, just after 5 o'clock, Lindy Ruff, the head coach of the Dallas Stars, will stop by on the Flames at 5 as Dallas is off to an incredible start to this season. I don't think anybody's going to deny that. It has been some kind of start to this campaign for Lindy Ruff's Dallas Stars. He's going to join the program just after 5 o'clock. But yes, the Eskimos are the Grey Cup champions for the first time since 2005. They win the 2015 Grey Cup, the 103rd Grey Cup, and very happy to welcome in our good friend and good pal Reed Wilkins from 630 Ched. He's the host of Oilers Hockey. He's also the host of Inside Sports, and he joins us on the program right now. Hello, Reader. How are you, buddy?
Doing great, Pat. Thanks for having me.
I guess tell me about watching that game yesterday and what was going through your head as the Eskimos are able to close out the 103rd Grey Cup.
Well, horrific start. Newsflash. This is a team that hasn't started games great throughout much of the season. That was horrible. I mean, they couldn't stop Henry Burris and a rare turnover on special teams. Now, despite falling down 13-0, Pat, I've seen enough of the Eskimos team and I had enough faith on their abilities going into that game that I didn't think the sky had fallen when it was 13-0. I thought, okay, you knew it wasn't going to be easy. Maybe it's going to be a little more difficult than you hoped. A 13-0 hole isn't good. But I really thought they were still going to win the game, even when it was 13-0 early, and then especially they answered back right quickly to make it 13-10. So I just thought, you know, this is a team that all year long has had the attitude: it doesn't matter when you take control of the game or score the winning points. You have 60 minutes to do it. Stick with your strengths. You know, don't give up. Don't wilt. Adjust to what the other team is doing. And that's what they did. And they overcame you know what, Pat? The Eskimos probably overcame their worst game of the season on special teams. They'd had good place kicking all year from Shaw and White, and White missed two. Shaw didn't punt the ball well. His first two directional kicks, he wound up hitting into the middle of the field, and then his third punt that he wanted a coffin corner, he put right through the end zone. And Lawrence fumbled the kick return. So it was pretty much a special teams disaster for the Eskimos. Yep. And they still found a way to fight through it. And that was the total identity of this team. Really just a gutsy team that never wavered in their approach and knew what they did well and was completely committed to doing it for every last second of the game.
I thought, and I was saying this just before we brought you on, but I thought what was most fitting about this game was the Eskimo, the final drive with Riley, we'll talk about, it was epic and all of that, but the Eskimos' response after the nightmare start was defensively so impressive to me. Like the fact that they allowed, I think, 130 yards to the air through the rest of the game, no more touchdowns. That third quarter specifically, I don't know, like Ottawa barely moved the football because Edmonton was that suffocating defensively. That's what got them to the dance, and it's what ended up winning them the big game as well. I thought that was maybe the most fitting thing of the entire afternoon/evening.
Well, yeah, it turned into a really defensive game in the second half, but you're right. The Eskimos' defense was exceptional. I mean, through the first six or seven games of the year, there was some talk that they could break the all-time record for fewest points allowed. That didn't wind up happening, but so many guys who could make plays. I mean, maybe the best defensive line they've had since, heck, the late 70s. I mean, Sewell, Howard, Alexander going in, and Willis, obviously, linebackers like McCoy and Sherritt coming on blitzes. just exceptional at pressuring the quarterback. And like they did against the Stampeders, they adjusted to what the opponent was doing through the air. Like, Calgary had some success in the first half, kind of that medium dig pattern to Rogers and other guys over the middle. And certainly Burris was able to find some guys. And in the Eskimos, you know, they had the coaching staff to adjust, and then they plus had players with the intelligence and the physical ability to execute it. And you're right, there wasn't much after that. Grimes took the pass interference penalty, obviously, but, you know, Pat Watkins, who to me was a bit of a question mark coming into this game because Calgary burned him a few times. Pat Watkins was outstanding yesterday. Grimes was good again despite the penalty. Sherritt was all over the field. And they started getting to Burris. And, you know, this isn't, I mean, look, full marks to Henry Burris, and he's an incredible athlete, but age is still a factor here, and he's not as elusive and the runner that he used to be earlier in his career. So they started rushing Burris again. They started tackling better in the second half. And really, by the fourth quarter, Pat, I thought the only guy on the Red Blacks offense that might be able to win this game for them was William Powell, who I thought was very good and probably would have been the MOP had Ottawa won the game, because he was very shifty, very elusive, and a guy that, you know, the Eskimos hadn't played before. But yeah, the defense rose to the occasion with its tenacity and with its ability to adapt and make plays.
In conversation with Reed Wilkins from Edmonton, the host of Inside Sports and Oilers Hockey on 630 CHED, the Edmonton Eskimos win the 103rd Grey Cup with a 26-20 win over the Ottawa Redblacks yesterday. I will say this, as much as it was the defensive effort that I came away with most impressed with, that game-winning drive from Mike Riley, that's what you pay a number one quarterback for. That's what you pay a franchise player for. That was some pretty impressive stuff.
Well, interesting, you know, I guess their final two drives were the key ones, the ones that led to the points. It's funny, it's going to be remembered for two consecutive pass interference penalties, neither one that Javon Johnson seemed too happy with, Pat. I don't know if you saw that on Twitter last night. But
I did see that. He was completely off base.
He doesn't think there should be reviews for pass interference, though. I'm pretty sure Ottawa would have benefited at some point over the last couple of years. But and then the one on Walker, I was surprised that was missed live because the guy tied up Walker's hands before the ball was even there.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, they get the ball deep. It starts with Riley scrambling and running for 2 yards. Then they got the consecutive pass interferences. But then to me, Riley's signature play on that drive was 2nd and 10 when Capocotti has his jersey. And Riley's still able to get it away, and he finds Nate Kuhorn on the 1 yard line to set up the sneak. But then the drive that I think I'll remember even more was the one to kill the clock, because 2 minutes is a long time in the CFL. That's still 3 first downs realistically, right? Especially if the other team has a timeout. And Riley, you know, handed it off to Shavers a couple times, handed it to Bowman. But I'm going to remember the two he took himself, especially the first one where he got first down yardage and he was hit probably 3 yards short of the first down and just didn't stop moving and plowed ahead. And, you know, it's interesting. I mean, you know, you and I would, you know, like we talk during the season and text each other when we're watching the games and stuff. And you know, Pat, there were times I'm like, man, Riley, he's not sticking with his reads or his deep ball's a little off. By the end of the season, he knew where to put the ball. His long shots were on the money, even more so against the Stampeders than they were yesterday. And when I interviewed Wally Buono this summer, he said, you know, if you're looking at a pro quarterback, NFL or CFL, the guy can throw the ball. You need that it factor. And he goes, all the quarterbacks I've had, including Mike Riley, have that it factor. And that's what came through to Riley. He just has that attitude. Look, boys, we're calm. We're in control. I'm going to make a play when I need to, so the rest of you do it too. And you looked at Riley by the end of that game, Pat. I mean, to use a cliche, people say, you know, when you leave the field at the end of the season, don't have anything left in the tank, right? Don't be saying, what if? And when I looked at Mike Riley on that drive to close it out, I saw a guy who had nothing left in the tank because he put it all out there so his team could win. He doesn't always have gaudy stats. You know, he doesn't always have a great completion percentage. Some games he does. Some games he doesn't. but somehow his team won 10 games in a row with him at quarterback. So you talk about a guy with the it factor, that's Mike Riley.
Final question for you, my friend, and that is, it's funny because we had to deal with it down here for a little while. I know Chris Jones was asked about it yesterday. Is there any weight to this Chris Jones to Saskatchewan conversation or no?
Well, Pat, now I don't want to get your listeners in a tizzy, so I will categorize this as speculation on my part, okay? Opinion. I think there is something to it.
Okay.
And that is simply because Chris Jones could it go to a situation where, quite frankly, it's a promotion. It's another step forward in his career. He has won Grey Cups as an assistant coach. He has now won a Grey Cup as a head coach. And now he could have the opportunity to do it as the GM and the coach, where he has even more control than he has here. And I think he has quite a bit of control here. And he's brought in, you know, a lot of players himself, too, along with Ed Irving and the scouts. But don't be fooled. Jones has had a pretty heavy hand in finding some of these guys. So here's how I look at it. He has the opportunity to go to the most football-mad city in the country. He has an opportunity to make more money. He has an opportunity to have more control. And quite frankly, there is nowhere to go but up if he goes to Saskatchewan, right? I mean, if they go 9-9 yeah. next year, he's a hero, right? And then he builds for the next year. So, I mean, and again, speculation. It hasn't even been 24 hours since they won the game. If I had to place a small wager right now, I would wager that he goes to Saskatchewan. But, I mean, who knows? They could come out at the rally tomorrow and announce a five-year contract extension. But I think there's weight to it, and I do think – I mean, look, if I were Chris Jones, it'd be an appealing situation to me, right? So yeah. I can't imagine that it wouldn't be – I can't imagine it's something he wouldn't at least think about.
As always, my friend, and hey, not even any Oilers conversation. We can talk about them another time. We don't need to talk about them right now. Your city should be celebrating a Grey Cup victory.
Well, they are. And how about this? If both the Oilers and Flames can get out of the bottom five in the league, then definitely we should talk.
Exactly. This is not the Battle of Alberta we were hoping for. The Battle for
not
30th is not what we were... good talking to you, pal. I'm sure I'll talk to you 300 more times this week. But as always, good to have you on, my friend.
My pleasure. Anytime.
He is Reed Wilkins, the host of Inside Sports and Oilers Hockey on 630 CHED in Edmonton. The Eskimos are the 2015 Grey Cup champions. My name is Pat Steinberg. Josh Humphreys is back at Sportsnet 960 World Control. Hump, I will say this. There's always a human side to pro football. And as much as I appreciated the Eskimos winning, as much as I thought the Eskimos were going to win, my heart so wanted Henry Burris to win that football game. And it sucked seeing him dejected and down after the game. It sucked hearing him talk about how, you know, they got off to a great start and couldn't finish it up and close it out and all that. Like I was happy for Henry to see him go 73 yards to start that game. I was happy for him to throw a couple of touchdown passes early on. So it certainly was tough. And that's more from a personal standpoint. Yeah. You and I have both gotten an opportunity to know him. Rob's got an opportunity to know him. He's a guy that's very easy to cheer for. But yeah, it did suck seeing him lose that game, the same way it was too bad seeing him lose a couple of years ago when he was with Hamilton.
It was. I mean, he's such a likable guy, and I know there's a lot of, he's, you know, a polarizing figure, especially, I mean, fans in Edmonton don't have a connection to him like we do here in Calgary. Saskatchewan fans, I think, there's some fans that are still bitter about the way he left there for Calgary, you know, almost a decade ago, and the Hamilton situation didn't work out the way. But off the field, I don't think you'll find a guy more involved in the community and an easier guy to like than Henry Burris. And if you ever had the chance to meet him or get the chance to know him at all in any kind of form off the field, you have to like Henry Burris and you have to cheer for him. Almost like an underdog story, despite the fact that he's won great cups before and he's been in the league for so long. It was that underdog story the way he came back last year. So that was really tough to see him struggle the way he did. And it would have been a feel-good story for the CFL, but full credit to the Edmonton Eskimos. They were the best team. Just as last year, the Stampeders were basically the best team throughout the year from start to finish in the regular season. The Edmonton Eskimos got off to a bit of a struggle with the injuries they had, but ever since Mike Riley came back and they lost the Labor Day Classic, they haven't looked back. They didn't lose a game since then. They deserve to be the Grey Cup champions, despite how it went in this game. And the same last year for Calgary, despite the Brandon Banks returning that kick for a touchdown and the penalty call bringing it back, and people saying the Stamps are lucky to be Grey Cup champs. The Eskimos, despite the start they had or whatever the pass interference calls, whatever it was on the final drive of that game, they deserve to be the Grey Cup champions because they have been the best team in the CFL since Labor Day, since the second half of the season, and full marks to them, and you know they deserve it.
And lots more Grey Cup CFL talk as the afternoon continues. He's Josh. My name is Pat. Back to the drawing board for the Flames. They're on the practice ice. We're on the practice ice this morning getting set for the Dallas Stars. 7 o'clock start tomorrow. 6 o'clock warm-up here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. It's time to bring you back to what happened this weekend. Take you back to Saturday night. It's time for the Game in a Minute.
Game in a Minute, brought to you by Jack Carter Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC. Serving Calgary for new or pre-owned vehicles. See how easy the car buying experience can be at Jack Carter Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC.
Tonight, live from SAP Center in San Jose, California, it's a Saturday night fight between the Sharks and the Calgary Flames. Russell clears it away, not out. Dillon keeps it in. He gives it to Hurdle, shoots and scores. Tomas Hurdle with a sharp angle shot from Jonas Hiller's left. And he sneaks the puck past the Flames goaltender. Here's Burns to the far corner to Thornton. Who drops to Pavelski. Pavelski centers, and they score. Joel Pavelski with a perfect pass to Joel Ward, who one times one between the legs of Jonas Hiller. Here's Pavelski, high slot. Barlow shoots and scores. Down by two goals in the game. The Flames down by two men on the ice. The Sharks score 5-on-3. Joel Ward making it 3-0, and then they score 5-on-4. Patrick Marleau makes it 4-0 for the Sharks. Giordano up the near side to Brody. He moves it ahead to Granlund, who steps in and shoots and scores! A wicked wrist shot by Marcus Granlund. And the Flames get on the scoreboard and cut the Sharks' lead to 4-1. It's Jones. David knocks it down to a bounces in front. They score. The puck ricochets out in front of the Sharks' net. It appeared to bounce off the goaltender, Martin Jones, and in. And the clock rolls down to zero. Flames fall by a final score of 5-2 in this game against the Sharks and finish this three-game road trip through the Pacific Division with an 0-2-1 record.
Game in a Minute, brought to you by Jack Carter Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC. Serving Calgary for new or pre-owned vehicles. See how easy the car buying experience can be at Jack Carter Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC.
Want to go to Motley Crue a little bit later on, about 2 weeks away, in fact. December 13th, Motley Crue is in town, and you have got an opportunity to see them live. The final tour rolls to the Scotiabank Saddledome. Motley Crue, December 13th, with special guest Alice Cooper. You can get your tickets still at livenation.com, or fan club members enter to win your way in. Sportsnet.ca/960. Motley Crue's here December 13th, and you could be going for free. You can also buy your tickets on LiveNation.com. We're going around the NHL, around the corner with the latest on Carey Price and a whole lot more. The Big Show continues next on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Hi, this is Dave Rutherford with Cease Jenkinson of Willowbrook Home. Cease, we have some economic issues in Canada right now. In fact, right around the world. People might be a little bit cautious about committing to a brand new custom home by Willowbrook Homes. But really, if you look at it, this might be a really good time to do it.
Absolutely. Now is the perfect time to buy a new home. When the economy slows down, market pricing gets much more competitive. At Willowbrook Homes, we pride ourselves on having the best craftsmen and suppliers in Calgary and receive the best prices available from them. When the economy is down, we make sure you still get the same quality workmanship on all of our projects, but even at a better price. It helps you save money and get the home you've always wanted.
Labor expenses, product expenses, timely delivery of your brand new custom home by Willowbrook Homes. To find out more, check out willowbrookhomes.ca.
You've always wanted one. The name synonymous with luxury, class, and performance. An Audi. And who can blame you? Audi makes the best vehicles that you and anyone else would be proud to drive. Everyone loves the 2015 Audi models, and it shows. Glenmore Audi is running out, so come get your 2015 Audi before they're all gone. Visit the showroom today at 25 Richard Way Southwest or online at glenmoreaudi.com.
Next issue just got even better. Now we can connect you to dynamic articles chosen just for you. Dive in deeper to discover stories from the world's best titles, like People, Maclean's, and Vogue. It's a new, more personalized experience with so much depth. We've decided to change our name. Introducing Texture by Next Issue. Layers of rich stories tailored to you. Add texture to your life. Get your first 30 days free at texture.ca.
Get into the game at Adrenaline Source for Sports. See the brand new STX line of hockey sticks at Adrenaline. Made famous last year by Yuri Hudler, the Stallion 600 STX is designed to last and provide you with a more consistent shot. Available in junior, senior, and intermediate, starting at just $199. Adrenaline Source for Sports, 9309 McLeod Trail South.
Source for Sports, we know our stuff!
When you're behind the wheel for a living, you see it all. Professional drivers, couriers, delivery drivers. 660 News wants to hear from you. Be a part of the 660 News Traffic Advisory Panel on December 14th. If you drive the streets and roadways of Calgary a lot, we want your input. It's your chance to sound off, give us your feedback, and win prizes. For more information and to register for the 660 News Traffic Advisory Panel, visit us online at 660news.com.
Yikes! That was a scary movie!
Come on, Dad. You're being a big baby.
Hey, let's break and get some snacks.
Only if we can get Big Chief Beef Jerky!
That's what I was thinking, too. The original flavor is gluten-free, so your brother can have some, too.
Big Chief has been a part of bringing families together for years. Whatever the occasion, these delicious 100% beef high-protein meat snacks are a treat you can enjoy together. Get them at your favorite store or shop online, bigchief.ca.
Fight me!
Air pollution. It's hurting our health, environment, and economy. Increased healthcare costs, melting glaciers, lost energy export opportunities. It's time to be leaders on climate change, to phase out coal and create jobs in clean power, to put a price on carbon, and to invest in efficiency programs so all Albertans can do their part. See our plan at climate.alberta.ca. Supporting jobs, supporting families. It's the Alberta way. A message from the Government of Alberta.
All bad things must come to an end. Don't miss The Crew's final tour. Motley Crue, December 13th at the Scotiabank Saddledome. Motley Crue with very special guest Alice Cooper. Get your tickets at LiveNation.com. Members, enter to win your way in. Log on to sportsnet.ca/960.
On the Grey Cup in Winnipeg is now history, the fourth time the Cup's been played in Manitoba. You know, when I think of football in Winnipeg, I think of a player that was a star with the Blue Bombers, later Saskatchewan, and a pretty good player in the NHL with the Leafs. Blue Bombers in a Grey Cup in November, Leafs playoffs in the spring.
Well, of course, you're speaking of Jerry James, and I played against Jerry James when I played for the Barrie Flyers, and he played for the Marlies, and I remember he hit my defense partner. I'll never forget it. Eddie McQueen, I thought he killed him. He played hockey like he played football.
Back after this.
Grapevine is brought to you by Subaru Canada.
Welcome to Subaru. How are you?
Oh, so far, so good. See, I need a car that can stand up to Canadian winters and keeps my family safe on icy roads.
Well, every Subaru comes standard with all-wheel drive.
Yes.
Plus, our available EyeSight technology can help you avoid collisions.
I could sure use that. I keep taking a stick to the old chompers at my Tuesday night hockey league.
Oh, I hadn't noticed.
Seriously.
The only thing more passionate than a hockey fan is a Subaru fan. Subaru. Confidence in motion.
You know, Don, Jerry James, an outstanding running back, his father also played for Winnipeg, Stafford Smythe wanted him to give up football and play for the Maple Leafs. You know why he didn't? He was making more money
believe it or not, playing for Winnipeg. They went into New York with the Leafs, and the New York Giants wondered if he'd be interested in playing football. The New York Football Giants were not going to pay him what the Winnipeg Blue Bombers did. He was a great running back at the time of Normie Kwong, the China Clipper in Edmonton, who later became the lieutenant governor of Alberta. But you talked about his hits. Frank Mahovlich told me he delivered the hardest hit he's ever seen. I mean, Grapes, think about it. You play for Winnipeg in the Grey Cup, say it's the last weekend in November. A couple of months later, you're playing for the Leafs. They didn't win the Stanley Cup, but they were in the playoffs. I visited with Jerry James, geez, I guess it was 2-3 years ago. He's living north in Nanaimo, BC, still doing well. But you talk about two-sport athletes. Imagine playing football and hockey.
And excelling.
And Don, speaking of excelling, twice outstanding Canadian in the CFL. He was actually born in Regina, but was inducted into the Manitoba Sports Hall of Fame in 1982.
He was tough, boy. And I tell you, like, when you had the puck and you were coming down, you always had your head up because, like I said, he played hockey just like football. Boy, when he'd hit you, it was like getting hit by a Mack truck.
Today's Secret Seat brought to you by Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar. Football, hockey, good food, good times at Atlas Pizza, 6060 Memorial Drive Northeast.
Your Secret Seat is A34.
Calgary's home for great sports talk and Flames play-by-play. Sportsnet 960, The Fan. It's the fastest game on earth around the NHL. Right now, Sportsnet 960, The Fan. The Montreal Canadiens.
You got a Atlas Pizza tag to roll through there too, Josh, or no?
Around the NHL on the Big Show is for Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar. Football, hockey, good food, and good times at Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar. 6060 Memorial Drive Northeast.
The Montreal Canadiens.
There we go. False starts happen every once in a while, just 5 yards. Goaltender Carey Price will miss at least the next 6 weeks because of a lower body injury. The good news, though, will not require surgery. Price originally injured back on October 29th during a 4-3 loss in Edmonton, did not return until November 20th against the Islanders. He played the return leg of the home-and-home with New York on November 22nd and started against the Rangers on November 25th, but left that game after the second period when he aggravated the original injury. Habs GM Mark Bergevin said Price did not return, though, from the injury too early. They didn't rush him back, according to the GM.
When it did happen, you always wonder, you know, did he come back too quick? But based on our doctors, based on Carey, based on everything we had, he played 2 games. He was fine. Practice, he was fine. He just, it was not the reason that he got injured, that he came back too quick.
So the good news here, Josh, is that no surgery is required. He'll be able to rest it and strengthen it and then be able to come back. So at least 6 weeks, but right now there's only one priority if you're Carey Price on the Habs. It's getting him back to 100%. If that means he's got to miss 2 months, then you make him miss 2 months. He doesn't need surgery. He'll be back in time for the stretch drive. He'll be back in time for the postseason. And they've been okay. In fact, they've been more than okay. They've still won lots of games with Mike Condon at quarterback. Where's my mind?
Whoa, football all over here.
All kinds of false starts. They've won plenty of games with Mike Condon at shooting guard.
Point guard.
You know what I'm trying to say.
Shortstop.
Yeah, he's a great shortstop.
You know, you're 100% right. I mean, if you're going to have Carey Price get injured, may as well have him get injured here in December. Let him heal up. If he doesn't return until even after the All-Star break, whatever it is for Carey Price, you know, if he's not back till February, so be it for the Montreal Canadiens. You're going to the playoffs. You've got a good team that can handle a loss like Carey Price. I mean, there's no doubt about that he's a better option than Mike Condon. Mike Condon has been good, and the team survived the first run without him. And, you know, maybe they play a 500 record or just a game or two above 500 this run without Carey Price. There's still a team that's going to make the playoffs, you know, without a doubt, because of the start that they've had. So you want Carey Price to be healthy when it matters, and that's the stretch drive, and that's in the postseason. And if you're the Montreal Canadiens, Carey Price will be feeling a lot better because he's had so much time off this season that, you know, in the playoffs, if you do end up having a long playoff drive, you know, you're not going to have Carey Price hit a wall towards the end of it. So it could turn out to be a positive thing for the Montreal Canadiens to have Carey Price miss time right now. So don't rush him back. You're going to be fine without him. And, you know, this could benefit the Canadians in the long run. So keep him out as long as you can. And, yeah, like you said, 8-2-3, Mike Condon was his record in, so far this year as a starting goaltender for Montreal. So without a doubt, this team can handle it.
Yeah, Condon, 8-2-3, as I mentioned, 2.19 goals against, .916 save percentage. He's played 14 games. He went 5-1-2 with a 2.31 goals against and .909 save percentage in 8 games without Price. That's what's going on in Montreal.
The New York Rangers.
Yes, we the New York Rangers. That's who we're going to talk about. They've got a tough little sled coming up against them. They're going to be out of the lineup for 4 to 6 weeks without Derek Stepan. He broke two of his ribs. That was announced today by head coach Alain Vigneault. He was injured on a hit over the weekend from forward Matt Bolesky on, I guess it would have been Friday, which technically was the long weekend in the U.S. He has 6 goals, 6 assists in 23 games this season. The Rangers have recalled Jason Megna from Hartford to help in his absence. He's got 5 goals and 12 points down in the AHL this season and had 1 assist last year in time with the Pittsburgh Penguins. But it was a pretty vicious hit that happened. I don't know if you saw it or not, Pat. The hit that happened was away from the play a little bit after the play got up ice. Resulted in a fight coming up after that. And it was a pretty heated game with the Rangers and the Bruins that kind of spilled over to the weekend. There's a whole bunch of Brad Marchand and Henrik Lundqvist who accusing each other of diving, and Brad Marchand getting called out by Alain Vigneault and Claude Julien firing back.
Yeah, AV and Claude Julien are sparring with
two original six teams on Black Friday going at it, and this hit happened that resulted in a fight immediately after, and the whole Marchand thing. The Boston-New York rivalry certainly heating up, but for the New York Rangers, losing a guy like Derek Stepan, I think, is going to be tough for them. I think they've expected to maybe get a little bit more from him than the 12 points that he's put up this season, but still a pretty significant loss.
Yeah, still one of their top two centers. So, I mean, you lose a top two center, that's going to hurt. There's no doubt about it. And I mean, I didn't have a problem with the hit myself. Mm-hmm. And you look at the league's reasoning, it was they've got a threshold of when a hit is late and when a hit isn't late, and they timed it and said it's not a late hit. I didn't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
I mean, he hit him hard. It was it wasn't from behind. It wasn't one of those dangerous hits. He sent him flying. I had no problem with that hit personally. I get it, why you could look at it and not like it, but personally, I had no problem with it. I love the fact that Julien and Vigneault are getting at it again. That goes all the way back to the 2011 Stanley Cup Finals when AV was still the head coach of the Vancouver Canucks. I love that. So, I hope this rivalry keeps on heating up. Boston's a little bit better than a lot of people thought they were going to be, and the Rangers are one of the best teams in the NHL so far this season. So, good stuff, and I can't wait for more of those meetings this year.
Yeah, it should be good if every of those two teams meet. The Boston Bruins have kind of bounced back this year and put themselves maybe back on the map a little bit. I think they're playing better than I thought they would, and the New York Rangers off to a fantastic start. That will be a fun rivalry as this season goes on to watch those two teams, and we'll see if there's even more retribution to come for the hits, and not only the Brad Marchand running Henrik Lundqvist and that whole thing, but even the hit here that Derek Stepan suffered. But that is the story with the New York Rangers.
The Chicago Blackhawks.
Well, Patrick Kane will have the chance to add to his epic point-scoring streak tomorrow. He's recorded at least 1 point in 19 consecutive games after a first-period goal Saturday in Los Angeles. Kane has 11 goals and 31 points in this 19-game streak, which began back on October 17th. During that streak, he had a goal in 7 straight games at one point. If Kane does record a point in his 20th straight game, he would be the first to do so since Penguins captain Sidney Crosby, who had a 25-game point streak in November and December of 2010. He had 50 points in that 25-game point streak, which is ridiculous. There was a time when Sidney Crosby had 50 points in 25 games in a point streak. Like, that is ridiculous. But Patrick Kane has already set a new record, passing Phil Kessel and Ed Olchuk for the longest point streak from an American-born player. He now has the longest point streak since that Crosby 25-gamer. 19 games now for Kane, who is the NHL's most dangerous player right now. The NHL record is not going to be broken by Kane.
Are you sure?
He has a long way to go.
Are you sure?
He has a long way to go to get to Wayne Gretzky's mark of 51 set back in 1983-1984.
To start a season.
And this is ridiculous. 61 goals and 92 assists during his streak. Like, really?
Wow.
That actually happened. He had 153 points in a 51 game.
Like the guy had 153. The guy had like probably could have won the scoring title for two seasons with the amount of points that he put up in 51 games. 153
that
points.
That is the most ridiculous part about all of it, is that he had 153 points in those 53 games. He ended up with 205 points that year, and 153 of them came in a 51-game point streak. That is exactly 3 points a game.
Ugh, incredible, hey?
Wow.
Yeah, you know, he was pretty good at hockey. He was okay.
I don't think Patrick Kane's going to get there.
No, I don't think. But I do have a question for you I wanted to raise about this, and maybe we could save the full conversation for the next segment. But Patrick Kane, is he now or is he getting to the point where he may be, when it's all said and done, the best American-born player ever?
Whew. I mean, I think he's got to be in that conversation already, doesn't he?
I think so.
He's won 3 Stanley Cups, and he's been a playoff performer. I mean, what he's doing this year is unlike anything he's ever done in his career. But I think he's got to be in that conversation already.
He's got to be getting up there.
Modano won the 1 Stanley Cup, and, you know, like Doug Weight and Phil Housley and Brian Leetch. I mean... maybe a little ways to go there to be for sure, but I think already he's put himself in that conversation with what he's done championship wise and what he's done point wise.
Yeah, I think what he's done just in his career so far is a pretty special for Patrick Kane, and you got to think that when it's all said and done, I mean he's going to be the all time leader for American scoring without a doubt. I think by the time his career comes to an end, and plus you add the Stanley Cups. Depends, what happens with Patrick Kane in a World Cup upcoming internationally. He's probably going to have the chance if the NHL goes to the Olympics still. He's going to have the chance to maybe appear in 2, maybe 3 more Olympics, whatever it is for Patrick Kane, depending on how long his career goes. So I think when it's all said and done, without a doubt, Patrick Kane will stand as the best American-born player, at least at the point that he retires. I think that's where he's going to be.
Right now, a 19-game point streak, and that's what's going on in Chicago.
The Edmonton Oilers. The Toronto Maple Leafs.
Well, there's just 4 games on the NHL. What's that?
What a matchup, everybody.
Well, this is a big matchup, Pat, because it's an all-Canadian matchup, and there's a bit of a controversy going on in Toronto right now. Lo and behold, something not going right on the ice for the Toronto Maple Leafs. The goaltending situation is that Garrett Sparks is going to make his NHL debut tonight. He was recalled from the American Hockey League on Saturday to replace the injury to James Reimer, who was actually giving Toronto some stable goaltending until he ended up getting hurt. He backed up Jonathan Bernier on the 4-2 loss to the Washington Capitals on Saturday. He announced as the starter, and Mike Babcock says it's a direct result of Jonathan Bernier's struggles this season.
I just know that Sparks gets an opportunity today, and the beauty about this business is the truth today isn't necessarily the truth tomorrow, so we'll get up tomorrow and go from there. I think anytime you evaluate a coach, you look at the team and you say, is everyone playing the best they can? In our situation, we don't have Bernie playing as good as he can. Real simple, we got to do a better job.
Yeah, without a doubt, Jonathan Bernier's having just an awful season. Hasn't won a game yet. He's 0-8-1. Sparks is 8-2-1 with a 1.90 goals against average. He talked about making his NHL debut.
Excitement. I've been playing hockey for a long time, and this is the coolest thing that's come of it yet, so very excited. Probably about a million times as a kid, but I'm just trying to stay composed and play my game tonight and do the things that got me here.
Yeah, well, Garrett Sparks, without doubt.
Real groundbreaking stuff there from him, hey?
Well,
I played hockey for a while. This is really exciting.
You know, a guy's excited to make his NHL debut. You don't say. You don't say you're excited, eh? Jonathan Bernier, I don't know what happened to him since he's left the LA Kings, and maybe it's a product of the team in front of him a little bit.
You know, he had some decent time with the Maple Leafs.
It's just this year he has been, like, I don't know what it is.
Dreadful.
And it wasn't like he was, upset about having to share time with James Reimer at all in the past or this year, because he came in as like the no doubt you're the starting goaltender, James Reimer's your backup, and he just has not been able to embrace it and run with it at all, and he's been just awful. Like,
yeah, and no, it doesn't look like it's showing any signs of improvement. Like, he's better than what he's been, but his mind has got to be straight messed up right now. I mean, if you're like, your confidence level has got to be so low at this point if you're Jonathan Bernier, specifically in that city. Like, if he's 0-8-1 in Florida or Dallas, maybe it's a different story, but he's 0-8-1 in Toronto. I can't even imagine how bad things are for the guy right now. And in a lot of ways, I feel bad for him. So I hope he's able to get things back on track at some point. But I guess congratulations to Garrett Sparks, who's going to get the start.
Always
in
fun.
Net tonight.
You know, always fun when a guy like
what
know,
a marquee.
Like, remember when Reed
too.
Boucher made his NHL debut?
I was going to say, text came in and said Josh is doing around the NHL. We need a Reed Boucher update. Poor Reed. We miss you, Reed.
He's only had a couple games in the NHL. If he gets back in the Devils lineup and I'm doing around the NHL, you can guarantee that there will be a Reed
Boucher. Story.
It'll be the top story.
He's actually, ladies and gentlemen, he's a point per game in the American League this year. 9 goals and 14 points in 14 American League games.
You won't laugh when
so
the Flames trade Mark Giordano for Reed Boucher. You
with that,
laugh.
We'll take a break and wrap up hour number one of the Big Show next. That's Around the NHL here on Sportsnet 96 of the Fan.
Around the NHL on the Big Show is for Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar. Football, hockey, good food, and good times at Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar, 6060 Memorial Drive Northeast.
Hi, this is Ryan Pinder. Skiers, snowboarders, this is for you. Wednesday, 9:45 in the morning, listen for the Sportsnet 960 Snow Show. Each week, I'll be chatting with experts about the latest and greatest in gear. You can enjoy your time in the mountains more. We'll also check in on great ski conditions. And, of course, the best winter experiences available in the Rockies. It's all brought to you by Lou's Performance Center. Custom fit for unbelievable performance. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Calgary? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Calgary area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Calgary is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-910-1505. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-910-1505. That's 1-800-910-1505.
At Okotoks Honda, we do things differently. Just ask Hockey's favorite assistant general manager, Craig Conroy.
Your loyalty to our team means so much to us. Your loyalty to Honda means as much to Okotoks Honda. That's why if you are currently in a Honda Canada finance or lease contract, the team at Okotoks Honda will provide you with fantastic loyalty incentives and pricing towards any new or pre-owned Honda.
Okotoks Honda, it's worth the trip. Open till 8, Monday to Thursday. 10 minutes south of Calgary or online at OkotoksHonda.com. An engagement ring means you're done with dating and you've found a partner and you've got someone special you can count on.
And since everyone is going to be together and happy and in the mood to celebrate, wouldn't the holidays be a great time for people to announce their engagement?
It's the perfect time. There could not possibly be a better time.
So you're in favor of it?
Absolutely. Ring the bells. Tell the world.
It all begins at Spence. Wow!
The corner of Glenmore and McLeod Trail South.
Fan Club members get passes to the advanced screening of Sisters, starring Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. Enter now at sportsnet.ca/960.
Shanks Sports Grill is more than big screens and big games. Shanks is your everyday gathering place for great times. Whether it's a company Christmas party or a team-building event, Shanks expert event planners will take care of all the details from start to finish. Haven't booked yet? Shanks still has lunchtime and weekday evenings available through December. Call to book your holiday event today at Shanks North or Shanks South.
Winter. Winter is coming.
The cold is upon us.
Soon, the snow shall fall. Winter is truly coming.
What they say is true. Winter is cold.
You guys know winter's already here, right? We warned you, and now it's here. It's not a surprise!
Have you heard?
Yeah.
Waskin and Lane's got you covered for winter tires. Book your appointment now because winter is here.
At Source for Sports, Christmas is all wrapped up.
Santa's team shops at Tuxedo Source for Sports. Save up to 50% on baseball and lacrosse gear. Get the best names at savings that'll have you giving like Santa. Calgary Consumers Choice Favorite Sports Store winner 5 years straight. Extended holiday hours start December 7th. Tuxedo Source for Sports, 2520 Center Street North.
We know our stuff.
There's an old saying, good things come in small packages. Well, after having a peek at Rogers Black Friday wrapped in red event, you'll agree that great things come in red packages. Give the gifts your family really wants, like the Nexus 6P, Samsung Galaxy S5 Neo, and Sony Xperia M4 Aqua from $0. On select Share Everything plans, the gifting season is here, and it's wrapped in red. Visit your local Rogers store or Rogers.com for details. Offer ends November 30th.
It's the last day of WestJet's Black Friday sale. If you've been waiting all week to pay full price, the wait's almost over. But if you want great Black Friday savings on flights and vacations, well, book now at WestJet.com or call your travel agent.
It's goalie sale time. Like on the Vaughn V6 2300 pad, save $350. At B&P Cycle and Sports, all their goalie gear is on sale. Plus, tons of product are on clearance. Like B&P Cycle and Sports on Facebook or follow them on Twitter for your chance to win a Raven hockey stick. Don't miss the B&P Cycle and Sports goalie sale on now. Visit B&P Cycle and Sports at 1717 52nd Street Southeast or bpcycle.com.
The Calgary Flames, your team. Anything they do on or off the ice is here first. Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Talking sports in the afternoon. This is The Big Show on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Osweiler under center, toss play, left side. Anderson looking for a block. First down and Moore breaks the tackle with the 40. Down the sideline, he's going to take it to the house. The Patriots are unbeaten no more. 48-yard touchdown run for C.J. Anderson. Broncos win it in overtime. 30-24 in the snow in Denver.
It took a miracle play. It took overtime. But the Patriots have finally suffered their first loss. Welcome back to the program. Pat Steinberg, Josh Humphries along with you. That's some good text to read here in a couple minutes. Josh, I'm a staunch Patriots hater, and I have no problem saying that. Exactly, like many. But as much as I enjoy seeing them lose, this is coming from a strictly objective standpoint. I became even more scared of the Patriots yesterday than I was before. And let me tell you why. Because despite them losing in overtime to the Denver Broncos, they went up against one of the NFL's scariest defensive groups, and with Rob Kerr and Will Nault and Pat Steinberg at receiver, Josh, you didn't make the cut.
Wow.
They still almost won the football game.
Yeah.
Like, Gronkowski gets hurt. Nobody's heard of any of the receivers playing there. I mean, okay, we've heard of Amendola, I guess. Their running game is made up of known LeGarrette Blunt here. But, like, nobody's heard of any of these guys that they have offensively. They're still winning football games. And they almost beat one of the league's best defenses with nobody except Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, I came away saying, holy cow, when these guys get a little bit healthier, not everybody's going to come back offensively for them, but when these guys get a little bit healthier, you're like, they're still the benchmark to me. Yeah. They are still the team to beat, and even though they're no longer undefeated, and even though Carolina's the last unbeaten team standing, the Patriots became even scarier to me yesterday with what they did against the Denver Broncos. So that's coming from a staunch, admitted Patriots hater. But there you go. I became even more scared and even more impressed with them and the defending Super Bowl champions with what I saw on Sunday night.
Yeah, Tom Brady is certainly special. Still, at this point of his career, he's certainly one of the best, if not the best, in the league. And yeah, you mentioned it. When they get some bodies back in the lineup and this Gronkowski thing doesn't look like it's going to be too serious, hopefully, you know, he has the opportunity to come back for them, I guess. But they're a team that you certainly wouldn't want to face coming down the stretch, especially after a last-minute loss like that, or be the next team that has to face the Patriots, because you know they're going to be fired up, and they are a scary, scary team.
By the way, Monday Night Football tonight at Shanks and McLeod Trail South and Shanks and Crowfoot Terrace, the Baltimore Ravens and the Cleveland Browns, 6:30 kickoff, 395 chicken wings, and 550 mugs of Bud Light. Personally, I'd probably go more for the specials tonight than I would for the game itself. But, hey, it's wing night at Shanks. 395 plates of chicken wings, 550 Bud Light mugs, prizes every Monday for Monday Night Football at both Shanks and Crowfoot Terrace and Shanks on McLeod Trail South. Calgary's home for football, our home for football. How'd the Grey Cup show go yesterday, by the way?
It's good. It was good. A lot of people filling up
I listened to the whole thing. I listened to all of it. I just wanted to make sure
yeah,
that
yeah,
I
know you didn't because I called you before and you didn't even answer. No, that's fine though. I was calling you to tell you to listen to make sure you were listening.
Slept till about 12:05. It was wonderful.
Yes, it was good. Yeah, very good. Well-deserved day off. No, it was a good show. It was good. Everyone down at Shanks, as always, treating us very well, and a lot of people came down for obviously the NFL games beforehand and stuck around for the Grey Cup. So it was a good show and always great host down there.
Yeah, and I'm sure it was quite the atmosphere at both locations for the 103rd Grey Cup. A couple of texts to wrap things up this hour at 960-960.